Test 67, Section 4, Question 8. With this one, it's saying, what would justify the application of the principle above? Now, justifying the application of principle means you need to meet all of the if criteria of the principle in question. And so the principle says, if the burden of a proposed policy change would fall disproportionately on people with low incomes, that change should not be made. So if the burden of this policy change will hurt people with low incomes, that shouldn't be made. So we need to have a situation where there's some policy that's going to put the burden on low income people. So A, City of C plans to reintroduce rock salt as a de-icing agent after having stopped its use several years ago on the grounds that it accelerated corrosion of automobiles. So they're going to bring salt back even after they took it away because it, you know, corrodes automobiles. Although the city claims that cars are now better protected from salt's corrosive properties than they were even as recently as 5 years ago, the plan should be halted. Okay, so it's saying, yeah, look, cars are better protected than they were even 5 years ago. So therefore, that's the city's reason for why they're okay to do it. But we need to say that it shouldn't occur. So the plan should be halted. But in order to do that, we have to meet the condition of the burden of a policy change will disproportionately affect people of low incomes. So, I mean, something that's going to say, yeah, salt is going to hurt people with low incomes. A, individuals with low incomes are more likely to use public transportation, less likely to drive cars than those with higher. That, if anything, doesn't meet it because it's saying, look, it's actually not really hurting the people with low incomes. Road maintenance is primarily funded by local sales tax, which disproportionately burdens people with low incomes. Now that's saying road maintenance, but that would apply to a lot of different things. It's not really a road de-icing agent, so that's not really going to matter, and we don't know whether the rock salt thing is going to cost more or less or what its impact is. Cars now cost twice what they did when rock salt was last used as a de-icing agent. Doesn't really say whether it affects low-income people. People with low incomes are more likely to purchase older vehicles than are people with higher incomes. This is subtle, but that would say that this policy could disproportionately burden them because they would be the ones with older cars, and therefore their cars might not be as well protected against the corrosive properties of salt. So D looks good. And then among drivers, those with low incomes are less likely than those with high to use roads that have been treated with de-icing agents. That, if anything, kind of goes the opposite way. And so therefore, D is our best response.